Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hey, good afternoon. Today on the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Show, we're talking to a former consultant, stay-at-home mom with no real estate experience who wanted to supercharge her retirement and bought seven houses in her first 12 months and turned her first purchase, which was a train wreck, into a victory for herself and her family. I'm your host, David Ruzicka. I'm bringing you today Elizabeth Bruce, who is also a former, in spite of all, in addition to all the other things I just said, a lifestyle single family mentor and now a multifamily lead investor, bringing great returns for her passive investor. She was also one of my mentors when I first got started out in real estate investing. So, Elizabeth, so excited to have you with me today. I want to introduce you to the audience. We want to get to know you a little bit. Tell us your background. Who are you outside of real estate investing? Where are you from? What is life for you?
Hey, David. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be on the radio with you today. In terms of background, I am a married mother of two. My kids have grown and flown the nest. I have one who has graduated college and he's working out in Midland. And then I have a daughter who's a sophomore in college. My husband and I, we live in Houston. And prior to my real estate career, I was a technology consultant working for a major oil and gas company supporting their gas and power trading.
And you went from that to, as your kids were younger, you decided to be a stay-at-home mom, be with them for a while, did all the PTA stuff, all those kind of things. And then
I sure did.
Yeah. And so I remember you telling me you enjoyed that for a while, but then you were, as they got older, you had a little more time during the day. And what in the world possessed you to think, oh, real estate, that's what I want to do?
Right, that's true. So when the kids got a little bit bigger and they were busy in school all day long and I had exhausted all of the volunteering jobs that I could take on, I decided I wanted something else to occupy my mind during the day. And so I think it was really just a simple internet search that turned up lifestyles. I was always really interested in real estate, and the Google search just sort of piqued my interest, and I saw the two-day seminar for Lifestyles, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to go spend a weekend and check that out. So that was kind of what started it all.
Great. So that's that. She's talking about the two-day financial freedom seminar. I've talked about that before. That is where we teach you everything from single family to multifamily, how to locate, negotiate, lease, finance, manage both single family and multifamily. And so you went to that, and that was when Del Wamsley was teaching all of the 2 days, and the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited. Let me back up one step. Now, did your husband go with you to the two-day financial freedom seminar?
No, that's funny. I went with a friend, actually. My husband is extremely fiscally conservative and really likes your very standard issue investment model. So IRAs, 401ks, put it in the stock market and let it sit. And so I told him about it. He's like, sure, go check it out. But he wasn't really super interested in attending with me. So I went with a friend, and we spent the whole weekend, two full days, and we were fortunate to have the class with Dell. And, I came home from the second day just so excited about it, told my husband about the 5 ways you can make money with real estate and how I thought this was going to be really a big game changer for us and our family. And he was a little dubious, as it was a little outside of the box for him and how he liked to think about investing. So it took a little prodding, but after that, we sort of jumped in with this seat. We made a financial commitment to join, and off to the races.
That is great. And so, and just for folks that are not familiar, the way we, with the five ways we make money with real estate, do you remember what they are, Elizabeth, off the top of your head?
Oh,
you
no,
don't have to.
You're going to challenge me. Yeah, I think I do. I think I can do it. So it's cash flow, appreciation in real estate, pay down in the mortgage, depreciation, and what am I forgetting?
Equity capture up front.
Thank you.
Because we buy at a discount, we rehab the property, and it's immediately worth, X dollars over what we paid for it. So, yeah, so you had all that education. Your husband said, go for it. And
yep.
You went out on your so that was the big aha moment for you, which is the five ways you can make money in real estate. And before that, you guys are doing just the normal path to retirement. When did you think you would retire? Did you have an idea in your mind, you and your husband, when you guys would be able to retire completely before real estate?
I think that was kind of one of the other aha moments in the 2-day seminar, was that I don't think we really thought about it too much. I think we just assumed the normal route of we're going to work until we're 65, right?
Yeah.
And then when it became obvious through the 2-day that there was a different model out there that made tons of sense is when we started talking and realizing, hey, we can multi-thread this operation. He can keep his day job and I can do this.
Right.
So
right.
I think that was definitely another big moment for both of us.
Yeah, that is a huge piece. I mean, I talk to people all the time that say, I thought I was going to be 12 years, 15 years to retirement, and I joined Lifestyles Unlimited. I began doing what they told me to do and in real estate investing, and I retired in 2 years. I retired in five years.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, you that are listening right now, you may be a lot closer to retirement than you ever imagined. Now, I want to get to, it's funny, every Lifestyles mentor that I have on the show, I ask them the same question. I say, did you make any mistakes? And they always say, oh, yeah, I made a mistake here or there. Sometimes they say big ones.
And then I say,
why? And every single one of them says, well, because I didn't do what Lifestyles told me to do. Like, as long as I followed the map, I followed the education, I was good to go. So, folks, I want you to stay with me with that preface to the other side of the break. And we're going to hear how Elizabeth created a disaster on her first deal and turned it into a victory that paid her $450 a month cash flow for 8 years and doubled in value. So hang on with us. You want to hear this story. It's great.
Del Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. In 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started at 87 go, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% on a savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
We're talking to Elizabeth Bruce, former Lifestyles Unlimited mentor who turned a disaster on her very first deal into a victory that paid her $450 a month cash flow, net cash flow for 8 years and doubled in value. My name is David Ruzicka. You're with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And Elizabeth, just before the break, we begin to talk about this. I need to mention one thing. Del Wamsley, whenever he would teach the 2-day class, he would say, everybody turn to the back of the book. And he would say, I want you to write down, I did not do what Dell taught me to do. And the point was, that's when people have problems. He said, real estate is easy. People are difficult. And then he would say, you're difficult. He actually he's talked about that writing in the back of the book this last Tuesday on the radio show. I heard him say that. And so every Lifestyles mentor that I've talked to, I ask them a question, did you make any mistakes? And they always say, yeah, I did, because I didn't do what I was taught to do by Lifestyles or by Dell. So, Elizabeth, with all that introduction, let's talk about your very first deal. But the first question I want to back up a little bit from that is, how did you feel? Were you afraid? Were you bold? Were you confident? Were you cocky as you went into to buy your first single family home?
I think I was probably a little bit of all of those things. But I had joined in September, October of 2013. And with that decision to get the membership in Lifestyles, I decided I'm not going to sit around and do nothing. So I'm going to hit it hard and I'm going to go buy a property. And so I did just that. And really the first one that I found via Lifestyles Realty was a wholesale deal, a wholesale transaction. And that is, particularly for your first deal, one of the things, the main things that the mentors will tell you, do not do. But again, I was bold and perhaps maybe a little cocky and decided, this looks good. The numbers look good on paper. I'm going for it. So within a month of joining, I closed on my first house, my first air quotes disaster house.
Right. And I know when I first started, I was terrified. And yeah, and I remember my mentor before you said, no, you don't do a wholesale deal. You can't do that right
yeah.
now. You need to do a regular deal. Because with a wholesale deal, usually you don't get to do inspection before. You're putting down money that is a deposit that's non-refundable. And you're buying from somebody that has no fiduciary responsibility at all. They're basically selling it for somebody else, and they don't owe you anything in terms of making sure that you get a good deal. So you bought the deal. You put the money
yeah.
down. Tell us what happened from there.
And all that you said is totally true. All of those things were part of the equation for me. And to answer your previous question, as soon as I signed that contract and put that money down, I was terrified. I couldn't believe, kept thinking to myself, you know, late at night when my mind was spinning, what have I gotten my family into, right? That we progressed through the deal. Oh, and one other component of this was that this property came tenant occupied. So there was already a person in there paying the rent. So the mm-hmm. upside of that, the good news of that is it cash flowed from day one. The bad news with that is I had no idea who this person was. I didn't do any screening on him. I couldn't because I inherited the lease. And in fact, I don't recall even getting any of his background information. So literally closed on the deal, got the key, texted the resident, and we were off to the races.
Hey, nice to meet you. By the way, are you a serial killer? Yes, I am,
yeah.
by the way. But I'm your tenant.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. And fortunately for me, he wasn't a serial killer, but he was many other things. And within the first month, and this really wasn't his fault, but within the first month of owning the house, it's a two-story house, and the water heater happens to be in the attic. And in the middle of the night, the water heater malfunctioned, and it leaked through the ceiling into his bedroom, and the ceiling collapsed right on top of his bed.
Oh,
so
wow.
I got the panic call probably like at 5 or 6 in the morning. I didn't see it obviously right away, and promptly sent my husband out to the house to deal with it. So all of the things that you're not supposed to do. But I sent my husband out there, and he spent some time evaluating, sort of fixing. Ultimately, we had to get a plumber and a contractor out there to really make it right, because it resulted in a full replacement of the water heater, obviously sheetrock work, paint. It was a mess, and this was within 30 days.
Did your husband put the water heater in?
He helped, because I don't know why I thought that was a good idea, but I did. And so he was out there hot and sweaty up in an attic on a weekend helping.
And you're still married?
We are, yeah.
That's like got to be the worst job in the...
the worst.
I feel sorry
and
for the
honestly,
water heater guys.
Oh, gosh. And it was in the attic. And honestly, as a result of that, and also the teachings of Lifestyles, we don't do repairs ever. really, yeah. I'm completely incapable of making any repairs. Unfortunately, my husband's pretty handy, so he could make some repairs, but we don't do that anymore.
And folks, as you're listening, I want to emphasize what Elizabeth's saying is we teach you, you don't work in your business. Your goal is not to be a handyman or a handywoman. Your goal is to be a real estate investor. And so you don't work in your business. I talk to friends. I say, hey, you ought to do this. And they say, no, I actually had a couple single family houses. My wife made me quit because I was always going out on the weekends to do repair calls. And I'm like, What are you thinking? Why are you doing that? That's not your job. Your job is to be an investor, not a repairman. And you pay people to do that. So that's a big thing, a big no-no that we teach people. And I'm glad you learned that lesson. I don't do that work, not because it's beneath me. It's way above me in terms of skill level.
And me too.
I think the same with you, yeah. So,
for sure. So
anything else to tell us about that particular house? You had that within the first 30 days. I'm sure you were thinking, made a mistake.
That was within the first 30 days. That was horrifying. And then not long after that, I got another, you know, sort of middle of the night text phone call from this tenant. He had caused a grease fire in the kitchen. This was probably about six months in. So after I obviously made sure that nobody was injured, everybody was safe. I checked the lease to figure out when it was expiring and when I could get rid of them. Then, you know, we filed an insurance claim. And I mean, you know, in the big scheme of things, the damage was fairly minor. We were able to repair the kitchen. It ended up being profitable, although, you know, there was a hassle factor involved. But the claim was more than what it cost me to repair and get the house back in working order. But long story short, the tenant was a nightmare. And so another big lesson learned is to screen your tenants.
And we teach you how to screen tenants. When you come to the free workshop, even, I teach you how to screen tenants in that free workshop. So you want to screen. You want to make sure and inspect. You don't want to do repairs yourself. And but then ultimately, this whole thing turned around into a very profitable property. You told me you had $450 a month in cash flow, correct? Just yes or no?
Yeah, true.
Yeah. And so, folks, hear that. Elizabeth bought back $450 of her time every month. That could pay the mortgage, not a part of the mortgage, the grocery bill, the utilities, whatever. Stay with us for the other side of the break. We're hearing from Elizabeth how she is working toward financial freedom and created a very profitable deal on her first deal that started out as a disaster. We'll continue to talk about that on the other side of the break.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Hey, folks, David Rizicka with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We've been talking with Elizabeth Bruce, who on the other side of the break, she told us about her very first deal, terrified going into it, bought a wholesale deal with no training. We teach you how to do that, but we don't advise you do it on your first deal. The tenant was not screened. That was a disaster. Had her husband doing repairs, which will make you a great handyman, but not a good investor. We want to be buying back our time, not looking for a new job that of being a handyman. Had a grease fire in the kitchen. No fear, folks. We have insurance for that. Covered that, and she actually came out ahead because the insurance paid out more than it took to repair. And with all of that bad news, all that scary stuff, all the things that if you're sitting there and you've never invested, those kind of things that would scare me before I was a real estate investor. Elizabeth, tell us how the story ends. Make us feel good about this.
Yeah, sure. So the good news is that lease expired, and that crazy tenant moved out, and I had to do a little make ready on the property, And I moved in a family who has been there ever since. They still live there. And in fact, they're planning to purchase the house from me in early 2022. So lovely family that has raised their house. Raised their family in the house, have taken excellent care of the property. And so it's really ending up as a very, very positive story that started out a little bit rocky.
That's tremendous. That's tremendous. And as I mentioned, $450 a month, buying back your time. That can pay for pay a car payment, pay for the groceries, pay for the utilities, pay for part of the mortgage, and got you on your way. Now, what really struck me is when we talked the other day is you actually bought another house in the middle of this process because you bought seven houses in your first year.
I did. I bought a house the very next month, actually. And it was very much more sort of in the bread and butter single family house model, three bedroom, mm-hmm. two bath, 1500 square feet, great family neighborhood, needed almost no rehab to it, moved somebody in there, and that thing has been cash flowing like crazy ever since. Wow. Very, very few issues. I've gotten to screen my own tenants. It's been cash flowing. I've done a cash out refi on it. It's just been very solid.
That's great. And folks, the things that she's talking about are very simple. They're easy rules to follow. If you've not been to one of our free workshops, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. You sign up for one of our free workshops. They're live, but they're online. So you don't have to get out of your house. You don't have to go anywhere. I'm actually doing this Thursday at 9:30 Central Time, late night. I love doing that one. I don't know why. I just do. But it'll be live. I'll be here at the Houston office for Lifestyles Unlimited. But you can sign up for any of them. My teammates are excellent at this. And we will show you how to screen tenants. We'll tell you how to do those things that make your deal successful and tell you more about Lifestyles Unlimited as well. So be sure and do that. Now, so Elizabeth, you bought all these houses. Yeah. One thing Dell says is life and especially business is a team sport. Tell us about your team during this whole process.
I agree. It's such an important component to being successful in real estate investing. And as I was going through the process, I definitely built my team of not only the mentors at Lifestyles, but also lenders, insurance people, contractors, handymen, just so many people that are critical on your path to building your real estate portfolio.
That's so critical. And we provide those for you as well through our vendor list. And then what was the trigger? You decided to be a mentor. Why did you decide to do that?
I did. Well, so flash forward a few years, and I had a portfolio of, 12 or 13, I think, single-family houses, and it was stabilized. They were running very smoothly, and, it just really wasn't requiring much of my time at all, and I was back again in the position where my kids were in school full-time, and I wanted something else to do. And so
pause for a second. You had how many houses? 12?
12 or 13. I can't remember. Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah.
How much time a week how much time a week were you spending on those houses? Because I know some people think real estate is time consuming.
Yeah. The time consuming part is really acquiring them and rehabbing them. I mean, once you have them into service and you have a tenant in place, it really is not much time at all. I would say less than, 4 hours a week, maybe less than that. It kind of depends on the week and what's going on. But any kind of repair, any kind of issue or complaint is really handled primarily via text. And pretty much handle that anywhere, anytime.
Good. Great. Okay. So didn't mean to interrupt you, but go back to where we were with you decided to become a mentor and you had time.
No worries. Right. I had time. I obviously believed in the map and the model that Lifestyles has created, and clearly I like to talk. And so I saw an announcement that Lifestyles was looking for another mentor, and I thought, that sounds like a lot of fun. I really might enjoy helping other people do what I'm already doing. And so that was really what started it. And I you know, it was those things. It was fun. I loved helping other people. I loved teaching and training others. And I did that for about a year. And I did it through Hurricane Harvey, which in Houston here was a really big deal. And then I came out the other side of it and decided I wanted to focus my full-time efforts on multifamily real estate investing.
Great. And as you're talking about that, for people that are not in the Houston area, Harvey, after Harvey, so during Harvey, that was the big tropical storm. I had to go get my mom. We had to use a canoe to get her out of her house in Katy, Texas. And we literally had to take a canoe down the street, wade through the water, because even a really jacked up truck was not tall enough. I remember going to a neighborhood to help a friend in a house. We walked down the middle of the street with a couple of canoes and went and got to their house to you know, kind of began tearing out sheetrock and things like that. So it didn't all, so the whole house wasn't ruined. What was the benefit of being a Lifestyles member during Harvey, during that kind of crisis or catastrophe? Because those things happen all the time. We had the freeze, Valentine's Day freeze. We had what was the last thing we had? I'm blanking now.
Thinking the freeze, but
yeah, okay, we had those. That's good. That's enough.
And we just had the other tropical storm that came through.
Oh, that's right. That's right. There you go.
Yeah.
So, what's the benefit of being a Lifestyles member? Yeah. What's the benefit?
I honestly can't imagine going through it without the support of a group like Lifestyles. It's just you have a sounding board. You have people to go to when something comes up, and you're not exactly sure what you should do, how you should proceed. There's always a mentor or an operations person who's a phone call or an email away. And so it's really just having that group of people around you to support you that is invaluable.
Yeah, I can't imagine going through any of those experiences. Well, I mean, just even the freeze as a Lone Ranger. Nobody to talk to, nobody to call on. I'm looking for a plumber on my own in the middle of the freeze. You know, during that time, I called a mentor. I called a Lifestyles realtor. I called a couple of people. I was, you know, panicking like everybody else, but I had no need to panic because everything was taken care of because I was surrounded by successful, like-minded people. And that's what folks need then. And so you got about 30 seconds. You went from there. Why did you want to do multifamily?
So single family investing has been great, and I'm still doing it. We still have a portfolio of single family houses, and I love it. It's been very successful. But through my education at Lifestyles, it became very obvious to me that the way to build real wealth and generational wealth is really through multifamily investing. And So, during my time as a mentor and obviously immediately thereafter and still today, I've really focused my efforts on either investing passively with other leads and then also becoming a lead myself.
That's great. Hey, folks, stay with us on the other side of the break. We're hearing from Elizabeth Bruce, who went from zero experience as a real estate investor to single family to multifamily with a 260% return in just 2 years on her first apartment community. Hang with us so you want to hear about this.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate: cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
I'm your host, David Ruzicka, with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're talking to Elizabeth Bruce, who on her first multifamily deal had a 260% return in just 2 years. That's on her very first apartment community after having about 12 single family houses. So, Elizabeth, tell us about that. How did you do that?
Sure. It was kind of much the same story as my single family story, just on a bigger scale. So I, after leaving as a single-family mentor, I decided to become a multifamily investor, and the Realty team brought me this 16-unit deal, which I, you know, quickly analyzed and made, you know, with Lifestyles assistance, and made a decision to purchase it. I did it as what we call an IRO, an independent real estate operator, and with one other partner. And we bought the property and, you know, just started running it and ran it for a couple of years, actually a little under two, and was looking at doing a refinance when we thought, you know, let's just float it out there and see if we can sell it. And much to our surprise, you know, we sold it within days at asking price and, you know, came up with a pretty good return.
Now, multifamily is valued differently than single family. Single family, your property's worth what the average house in your neighborhood is selling for. But with multifamily, what matters is the income. And they say a 10% increase in income results in a 100% increase in equity. So on this apartment, I think it was in Texas City, what did you do to increase the income?
So it's all about the net operating income, right? Which is just your income less your operating expenses. And so anything you can do to increase your revenue and or decrease your operating expenses will exponentially increase the value of the property. That's sort of one of the beautiful things about multifamily investing that they will teach you in the two-day seminar. And so we did quite a few things. We raised the rent significantly. They were, when we purchased it, they were well below market. So we did a few improvements and raised the rent. We kept it fully occupied. We also did some things like a water conservation project to save on utilities and reduce our operating expenses. And the net of all of those things over the course of about 20 months resulted in nearly doubling the price of the property.
Wow, that's amazing. And did you just think up these ideas on your own?
I wish I could say I did, but no. Lifestyles really teaches you all of that. There's actually a really great seminar that I just went to at the Expo, 30 Ways to Increase Your Revenue in a Multifamily Asset. And so the teachings are all out there. You just have to take a hold of it, listen, and implement.
That's what's beautiful about this whole deal is, folks, as you're listening, this is something you can do. I mean, Elizabeth is probably the smartest person in the room, wherever she is, but anybody can do this because we hold your hand all the way through and walk you through it and prepare you to do that kind of thing. So great return on that deal. And you went from that to, you decided to be a lead investor. And just so folks understand what that is, that's like a syndicator. You're going to go find a deal that, and then you're going to raise money from other Lifestyles members. And I want to ask you two questions is, why did you want to become a lead investor? But then also I want to point out something. Del Walmsley set up this program because when you go out and invest in a syndicated deal anywhere in the country, you have there's no guarantee that you're going to be dealing with somebody that has integrity, that knows what they're doing, that is prepared to do what they're doing, that has the education. But Dell set this up not to protect the lead investor, but to protect the passive investor, to make sure that they were dealing with leads who were well-educated, who had the information, who had a mentor, who had all those, and who operate with integrity, had all those things in place. That was his goal, was to provide that. So tell us, first of all, why did you want to be a lead investor? And then secondly, what kind of preparation did Lifestyles give you for that?
Sure. So the first answer is that the reason I wanted to do it is really scale, in my opinion. And I think most everybody in Lifestyles would agree that larger properties are easier to operate when you have more scale. So the first property was a 16-unit, and I was everything to everybody. So I was taking all of the calls, managing the repair people, showing apartments, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. When I went up to the syndicated deal to a larger property, which for me, the first one was 87 units, that property is large enough to have a staff on site. So there's an on-site property manager, there's an on-site maintenance person. So it just really allows you to leverage your time much, much better because those people are there managing the day-to-day, showing apartments, leasing, making repairs to AC units, et cetera.
Right.
So that would be the main reason. Also,
and wait, just hang on there just a second. So as people, as you're listening, we say 50 units is the point where you can have on-site staff person, manager, and a part-time maintenance man. Mm-hmm. And so beyond that, so where you got to, that's where the scale comes in. You have people doing the work for you instead of you being the manager and everything else. So, what kind of preparation did Lifestyles give you?
So there's a LEED certification course within Lifestyles, which really teaches you, you know, everything you need to know. Again, it's all there for you. You just have to learn and absorb it and then implement it. Additionally, you know, after I bought my 16 unit, or maybe at the same time, I was also passively investing in other deals, and other LEED deals. And so I had visibility to how other LEEDs were managing their projects, and, you know, definitely developed a list of takeaways and things that I wanted to implement on my own. So there's training, there's being active in other deals, and then obviously the staff and the mentors and the operation consultants within Lifestyles who are there to help you through.
And again, as you folks are listening, that's just the power of having a team, being surrounded by people who are successful, who are like-minded. I talked to one of the multifamily mentors a couple of months ago, and he talked about having 50 people in the room that are going through COVID. There is nobody that hasn't experienced what he needs an answer for. And so he asks a question, there'll be five people that are experts in that area because they've already experienced that. And that's the power of a group. Now, there's that piece. So you're a successful single family investor. You've been a successful mentor. You've been a successful multifamily investor. And that's not enough. We're going to go ahead and we're going to talk about legacy for just a couple of minutes. Tell us about the legacy that has kind of taken root in your family just as a byproduct of doing this as a family.
Yeah, this is really probably my favorite part of the story. So really, as I was a mentor, and I mean, just through osmosis, just being in the same house, my kids have heard me talking about managing, doing real estate for 8 years now. And as my oldest, my son had graduated high school and was heading off to college. He had some money that had been saved, and he was interested in figuring out something he could do with it, whether he could invest in it or what. And so we talked about it, and, you know, both he and I together decided, hey, let's buy an income property for you. Let's buy you some real estate. And so as he was entering his freshman year of college, he bought his first single family house.
Age 18?
He was 18, yeah. And now he's 23. He's out of college. He's working, and he has two single family houses. And I don't want to steal the punchline, but his cash flow a month is almost $900 from those two houses.
that is amazing.
Not to mention the fact that he also has a pretty good looking balance sheet with, you know, some equity in both of those properties, which is, I don't think, all that common for kids. Right out of college.
So where does he live right now? In an apartment, a rent house, owns a house?
He's in a rent house. Yeah, he moved to Midland. So he's in a rent house with a couple of roommates.
Mm-hmm. I asked that for a specific reason, because people a lot of times during the two-day class, I don't own a house yet. Should I buy my own house to live in, or should I buy a rent house? And invariably, whoever is teaching the class will say, you know what, put that money to work. Go ahead and get a rent house, because you've got a boy 23 years old bringing almost $900 a month. That's big money. That would have been huge money for me when I was 23, because it was a long time ago. But also, he's already got, like you said, a good-looking balance sheet. He's on his way to financial freedom, not having to rely on a W-2 job, not at age 30, not at age 40, not at age 50, but at age 23. And folks, if you're listening, you can do that too. That is powerful. And then you have a daughter. She's, what, 18 going on 19, I think?
She's 19. Yeah, she's a sophomore in college. And we're actively talking about getting real estate for her as well. So that will happen. That will happen sooner than later, because she definitely has seen what it's done for him, and obviously what it's done for us as a family. So we're definitely making plans to do that for her as well.
That's tremendous. I can just see that, you know, he got to do it. Why can't I do it? I want to do it too. Brothers and sisters,
exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
Folks, that's so powerful. Thanks so much, Elizabeth, for being with me today. And as folks are listening, what better gift to give a child? Give them a college education if you want to. But how much better to give them financial freedom, give them a map that can take them to financial freedom? You've been with us, Elizabeth Bruce, today, who went from zero experience to a multifamily investor with a 260% return in just 2 years, and now is passing that legacy on to her kids. Thanks so much for being with us. Remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
For listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.